There have been a few problems at the Texas polls today as voters turn out to cast their ballots. At a high school in Richmond, near Houston, machine problems reportedly caused dozens of people to leave without voting. And at one precinct in Grand Prairie, voting was delayed by a death. This morning, voters were lined up and ready to vote bright and early at Betty Warmack Library in Grand Prairie. But as the clock ticked past 7 when the polls were opening elsewhere in Texas, the doors at this library stayed closed.
We had an election judge who didn't open the polls at 7 o'clock.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
And we did a well check at that person's house and discovered that the person had died.
Gary Cox was the longtime election judge for Precinct 4502. A Grand Prairie police spokesman said the 60-year-old was found dead in his apartment. Meanwhile, at the library, voters continued to arrive. The polls finally opened more than an hour late once an alternate judge arrived. Because of the delay, voters at that particular precinct will have until 9 o'clock tonight to cast a ballot. There's one caveat, though. Anyone who arrives after 7 will have to cast a provisional ballot. Jenkins says he expects those votes will be counted just the same.
To be absolutely certain, voters should try to get there and be in line before 7 o'clock. It's best everywhere to vote earlier today. The later you wait, the longer the line can be.
For pretty much every other precinct in Texas, people have to be in line to vote by 7 if they want to cast their ballot. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.